好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天又有个机会来分享神的话语。
So once again, we have an opportunity to share God's words.
每次有这样分享神话语的机会，我的心里不住的感恩。
So each time I have the opportunity to share God's words, I just feel so thankful.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你竟然让我们成了何等模样的人。
You just allow to be the person today.
你的充满智慧大能的话语竟然能够从我们这些卑微的器皿当中流出去。
With your words full of the wisdom and the power, it can just overflow from us.
我们深知如今活着的不再是我。
And we truly know that now we are no longer the same.
那是基督在我里边活着。
But Christ dwells in us.
是你要赐给我方向和能力。
It is you, God. You give us the direction and the power.
是你要赐给我话语中的奥秘。
And you give us the mystery of your words.
主啊，求你使用我。
Lord, please use me.
好让我生命毫无障碍地去流淌出你话语的奥秘。
So that I can just preach your words and without any obstacles.
赐福加力。
Please bless and strengthen us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是怜悯的荣耀。
The sermon title today is the glory of mercy.
最近讲到总是围绕着荣耀啊、怜悯啊、奥秘啊、拣选啊等等这些题目，对吧
？So recently, and the sermon is just talking about God's glory, His also His election.
上个礼拜我们讲的是荣耀的拣选。
And last week, we just talked about the glorious election.
上个礼拜的信息教导我们知道，晓得原来我们人并没有能力抗拒神的荣耀、神的大能以及神的拣选。
So from the last week's sermon, we just realized that we humans have no ability to resist God's glory, His power, and God's election.
接下来就有人说了，牧师，你好像是比较强调了加尔文哦。
So some brothers and sisters said, Pastor, it seems like you just emphasize about the Calvin.
你会不会忽略了亚美念呢
？Would you just ignore Arminius?
或者是两者你都欠平衡，会不会啊
？Or could it be just both are unbalanced?
坦率讲，我真的没有受他们太多的影响。
To be honestly, actually, I did not just affected by both of them.
因为其实圣经自己在说话。
In fact, the Bible speaks for itself.
今天的信息就在强调神荣耀的本质。
And today's message emphasizes the essence of God's glory.
这讲的就是神的怜悯了。
Which is God's mercy.
所以神荣耀的本质就是神的怜悯。
So the essence of God's glory, and that's God's mercy.
这就是今天讲到题目怜悯的荣耀的由来了。
So that's the origin of today's sermon title, The Glory of Mercy.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
神怜悯的主权。
The sovereignty of God's mercy.
那我们就要思考到底什么是怜悯了。
We need to think, what is mercy?
新约中最直接的意思，这个怜悯就是向人去表达同情心嘛，同理心嘛。
The most direct meaning in the New Testament is to show compassion to people.
而且特别是对待那些软弱、无力者。
Especially to the weak and helpless.
旧约呢，讲到怜悯却有三层基本的意思。
The Old Testament has three meanings about the mercy.
第一呢，怜悯是指人的忠诚。
So first, it's talking about the people's loyalty.
当人彼此忠心的时候呢，是在表达怜悯的。
So when people are just faithful and just reveal this mercy.
第二是恩典。
The second is grace.
当人口出恩言的时候，是因为你心中有怜悯。
When people speak the gracious words, that means he has mercy.
当你对人心存善念的时候，是因为你心底里边有怜悯。
When you have the kindness in your heart and it's revealed, you have mercy.
第三是特别讲的母爱。
So the third is talking about maternal love.
那么保罗在这里罗马书这里要表达什么意思呢
？What is Paul trying to say here?
首先，怜悯是神的主权的。
First, mercy is God's sovereignty.
其实，在我们比较熟悉的人本主义的范畴里边呢
？In the realm of the humanism.
怜悯通常会被归类到道德的制高点上。
Mercy is usually just relegated to moral high ground.
而人站在这个怜悯的这个道德制高点上呢，有一种俯视着他人发出骄傲的判词 的嫌疑，会不会啊？
So on the moral high ground, people may just look down on others and also issue a proud judgment.
这种傲慢发展下去呢？
And with this kind of pride develop,
人的傲慢甚至会对神的公义与主权发出挑战。
So man's arrogance even just challenges God's justice and the sovereignty.
当时的犹太人就是如此这般的。
During that time, the Jews, they're like this.
总是站在他自己拥有律法的角度去论断外邦人，论断这些新约的基督徒。
They judge the Gentiles and New Testament believers and to judge them.
以至于保罗就会问他们啦。
So, leading Paul to ask.
他说，难道神有什么不公平吗？
Is there justice on God's part?
你知道吗？当人说不公平的时候，就是说神不公平的时候，潜台词是什么吗？
So what is the subtext of saying that God is unfair?
其实这个潜台词意思就是我比神还要公平啊。
And that means people are trying to say they're more fair than God.
想想我们相信的耶稣，我们基督徒的生命仿佛也是这样子哦。
So look at the Christian life, and it seems like it's similar.
我们可能需要自己问一问自己。
Maybe we need to ask ourselves.
你是在教堂里、教会里听到、接受真理的教导呢？
So, are you just listening to sermons and accept the teaching of the church and the church?
还是提出一些与真理不同的高见呢？
Or do you just put forward some opinions that differ from the truth?
更何况在心里边的骄傲也会促使自己萌发出许许多多的论断和挑战，对吧？
And moreover, maybe we just also have some, like a judgment, also the challenge.
心里边想，你牧师是谁啊？
So maybe in the heart, you may ask, who are you, the pastor?
讲道的弟兄姐妹、传道人等等，又是谁啊？
So who are those, the preacher and the minister?
你们这些教导真理的，不也是个人吗？
And those who teach the truth, also human beings.
嘴巴说出来是挑战神的权柄。
If you speak it out loud, you are challenging God's authority.
那嘴巴不说出来又是什么呢？
So what if you just do not speak it out loud?
其实可能也在表达内心深处的论断而已了。
Maybe it also expresses a judgment of your heart.
这里边的核心和本质是什么，你知道吗？
Do you know what is the core?
就是仿佛神的怜悯，人是可以任意妄为的做他的避难所。
As if God's mercy is a refuge where people can do whatever they want.
或者是心生不敬虔。
Or just that with the ungodliness.
滋生出悖逆的温床，对吧？
And just breeding this that the ground for rebellion.
其实我们认真检视一下自己的生命，可能每个人都多多少少会有这部分的内容的。
When we examine our life, maybe more or less, we just have this kind of situation.
为什么我们见到权柄，我们就会去反呢？
How come when we face the authority, we just want to rebel?
我们听到跟自己意见不相合的意见，马上就会跳起来呢？
When we just hear some opinion just different from us, then we just jump up.
这个核心就是没有认识到怜悯是神的主权呢。
And the key is we didn't realize actually.And mercy, that's God's sovereignty.
而不是你自己定义，反正神有怜悯，我不怕。
And it is just for you to judge out what, since God has mercy, I don't care.
以至于让自己成为一个悖逆的孩子，对吧？
And so that just what become and just a rebellious child.
其次呢，怜悯是神的心意。
Secondly, mercy is God's will.
那此话怎讲呢？
How to explain this?
为什么说怜悯是神的心意呢？
So what do I say here? Mercy is God's will.
坦率讲，这个角度我们也有的时候是陌生的。
Actually, this angle is that what we're unfamiliar with.
圣经说，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
The Bible says, God will have mercy on whom He has mercy, and He will have compassion.On whom he has compassion.
可能我们人听到这句话的时候，都觉得这个怜悯会是对准自己的，对吧？
So when we hear this, we may think this mercy is just facing toward us.
上帝说要恩待谁，那一定要恩待我了。
So God will have mercy on people. That must be me.
甚至人们在读这句经文的时候呢？
Even when people read this verse,
他的潜意识仿佛就照单全收了。
So in their just subconscious, they just can't just accept it all.
在他的下意识里边，好像神的怜悯是自己可以随意挥霍的家产呢。
So in their subconscious, it seems like God's mercy is this like a, it's the person's own property. He can just squander it all at will.
当然在无意识当中自己也成了那个纨绔子弟的夸口了。
Out of the conscience, it has to become the boasting of a dude.
那神怜悯的核心价值观到底在表达什么呢？
So what is the core value of God's mercy?
其实神怜悯的核心价值观就是表达上帝对罪人的宽恕。
The core value of God's mercy is to express God's forgiveness of sinners.
留意啊，宽恕什么？
So just pay attention, just to forgive what?
它是不纪念人的罪孽。
So God's forgiveness is not remembering people's sins.
留意这句话是指的耶稣基督的救恩而说的。
So this is a facing toward God's salvation.
但是神的怜悯是基于基督的救赎以及神赐给人的信心互动啊。
However, God's mercy is based on Christ's salvation and interacts with the faith God has given to man.
换句话讲，上帝的怜悯一定是基于他圣经的真理的前提、背景和根基之上的。
Therefore, and God's mercy is just based on just the foundation of the Bible.
要说一句不太客气的话。
I would just want to say something. Maybe
怜悯是神的心意，与你何干呢？
So, mercy.It's God's will. What does it have to do with you?
Yeah, 你记得耶稣复活之后。
So after Jesus' resurrection.
Yeah, 然后彼得跟约翰就在那里嘀嘀咕咕，嘀嘀咕咕。耶稣说：“你们说什么呀？”
So and then Peter and John they were just chatting, and Jesus said, "So what are you talking about?"
约翰年龄小嘛，可以在耶稣面前撒娇，什么话都敢问。主啊，那个门徒出卖你的那个门徒，他以后的结局是什么呢？
So John is younger, and he's just not afraid. Just ask Jesus. So what about the Judas, who's the one who betrays you? What about him?
耶稣当时回答就是这句话。
During that time, and Jesus answered the same sentence.
呀，怜悯是我的心意。
Mercy is my will.
与你何干
？What does it have to do with you?
呀，很少人能听懂这一句话。
So very few people can understand this.
可能有一天回到天家去，哎，怎么犹大坐在那里？那也不一定啊。
Maybe one day when we return to heaven, and maybe Judas was sitting there.
神要怜悯谁，他就怜悯谁，对吧
？So God just has His sovereignty. He would have mercy on the one He wants to have mercy.
真的与你无关的。
It really has nothing to do with you.
我们人能做的是什么呢
？What can we do?
除了感恩，没别的。
Other than just grateful, nothing else.
我盼望我们弟兄姐妹能听懂这个道理啊。
I really hope, brother, sister, you can understand about this truth.
因为听懂这个道理的人是蒙福的。
Because the one who understands these principles are blessed.
也是智慧的开端了。
And it is also the beginning of wisdom.
神定义要赐你怜悯，谁也拦不住的。
God is determined to show His mercy, and no one can stop Him.
当然，有一天神定义不赐你怜悯的时候，你也抓不到的。
Of course, if one day God just determined not to show His mercy to you, and there's nothing you can grasp.
雅各的前半生都在抓神的怜悯。
So for Jacob, the first part of his life, he just grasping.
神就做他的陪伴。
God just be this companion and just helping to grow.
他就是不把怜悯给他。
At that time, God just did not give him His mercy.
给而不让他知道给了。
God gave him the mercy, but this did not know.
他就一直抓抓抓抓了二十多年。
So for Jacob, he just kept grasping for 20 years.
直到在亚伯渡口，他突然间发现，原来神就在这里啊。
Until when he at the ford of Jabbok, he just realized God.
原来上帝真的定义要赐给我怜悯啊。
And he just realized God is determined to give him mercy.
原来上帝的使者上去下去有一条天梯在那里，我竟然不知道。
So God just have this heavenly ladder just go up and down, and he didn't realize God is just there.
他抓住神说：“神啊，你不可以走。”
So Jacob just grasped on God, said, "I will not let you go."
而我们呢
？What about us?
遇到点障碍就逃了。
When we face some obstacle, we try to escape.
遇到点尴遬就躲了。
When we face some just not comfortable with the situation, we just
遇到自己面子挂不住的事就藏了。
We just cannot just show our face. We want to hide ourselves.
有的时候，神也在天上嗤笑着我们这些傻孩子，对吧
？So it seems like God is just smiling, just look at us from heaven.
叫你坦然无惧，你这个傻孩子，二百五就是又东躲西藏的，真是个没出息的孩子。
You are just silly, and I'm just there. I just look at you.
好，最后怜悯是神的作为。
Finally, mercy is an act of God.
在神的怜悯面前呢？
So in front of God's mercy,
大家有没有思考呢？
Have you thought about this?
为什么在怜悯面前你还会发脾气呢？
So why do people still get angry and lose their temper in face of God's
mercy? 神的救恩临到外邦人，对不对？
So God's the salvation just arrived to the Gentiles.
保罗就问了，以色列人，你为什么心有不甘呢？
So Paul is asked, why were the Israelites unwilling to accept that?
神要赐福给你的邻舍，
God wants to bless your neighbor.
让他们家的桃树开花结果的特别美丽，
and allow their peach tree have to bear the fruit.
你又为何心生嫉妒呢？
So why are you jealous?
呀，自己不明白神的旨意。
So when you do not understand about God's will,
为何还要把情绪发在不相干的人身上呢？
Why should you take out your emotions on irrelevant people?
明明自己 跟上帝的关系没有处理好。
So you have not dissolved your relation with God.
然后就在教会里边拿着个机关枪哒哒哒哒哒去打。
And just in the church, you just release all your emotion.
有的时候也怕得罪人，不敢谁都打呀。
And sometimes you do not want to just offend others.
啊，一看牧师在那里，就对着牧师打吧。
But when you see the pastor, you just release or just tap your bullet.
有一次我在超市见到一个我原来教会的一个姐妹。
One time, I just met a previous the church member, a sister, in a supermarket.
她见到我以后就过来给我一个拥抱了。
And when she saw me, she came and gave me just a hug.
她牧师啊，就原谅我吧。
She said, Pastor, please forgive me.
我说原谅你什么呢？
I asked her, so what do you want me to forgive?
我把情绪都发在你身上。
She said, I just released all my emotion to you.
我就问她，那你为什么要把情绪发在我身上？是不是我什么地方得罪了你了呢？
And I just asked her, so what did you do that? Is there anything I just offended you?
姐妹说，不需要得罪我，也把情绪发在你身上。
And she said, there's not any reason. I just want to release my emotion.
我就不解地问的，我说为什么我没招你惹你，为什么你把情绪发在我身上呢？
Then I just ask her, so if there's no reason, why did you just release your emotion to me?
她说发在你身上最放心啊。
And she said, because I have the peace of mind and to do that to you.
如果发在别人身上，她一定记仇，肯定要害我的吧。
Because if I release my emotions to others and people may just take a revenge.
我知道牧师永远都不会报复我，所以我就发你身上很放心。
And she said, I know, Pastor, you will not revenge me, so I don't mind to do that.
我就跟她讲，我真的不会报复了。
And I just told her, I said, yes, I will not do the revenge.
但是你如此这番的对我，你不怕我背后的上帝怎么对你吗？
And I said, however, when you do that to me, aren't you afraid that how God will just face you?
她有点耍无赖了。
And so she just kind of being naughty.
所以牧师你要为我祷告啊。
She said, so Pastor, you need to pray for me.
我现在都没脸见你了。
Now I don't have the face to see you.
呀，是我自己呀，悄悄的暗暗的生别人的气，但是把气撒你身上。
It was a time because I just have the anger about others. However, I released my emotion to you.
所以无端的将情绪发在不甘人的身上是罪人的一个特点和本色。
So that is a sinner's nature to release emotion to the irrelevant people.
所以连保罗也忍不住要问了。
Therefore, Paul just could not help but ask,
你这个人啊，你是谁啊，竟敢向神抢嘴呢，顶嘴呢？
But who are you, O man, to answer back to God?
受造之物岂能对造他的说，你为什么这样造我呢？
Well, what does the molded say to its molder? Why have you made me like this?
我听到有些小孩子对父母说，你为什么不经过我允许就把我生下来了？
It's just like a child asks his parents, without my permission, how can you just give birth to me?
大多数父母是不会回答孩子们这个问题的。
Most parents will not just answer this type of question.
好像人权是绝对真理。
Seems like the human right is the truth.
人们盲目到一个地步，就看不见人权的限制有限在哪里。
People are not able to see actually the limitation of the human right.
一个人接受神的作为。
For a human, a person to accept God's action.
感谢他对你的创造。
And to thank God for His creation.
感恩他赐给你的配偶。
And be thankful for the spouse God has given to you.
这是人的本分。
And that's a man's duty.
对，就是本分。
Yes, it is duty.
人算什么？你竟顾念他。
So who are we, and God does not care about us?
人不过是个器皿。
Man is but a vessel.
却总是想抢夺窑匠的位分，对吧
？Yeah, he just always tries to seize the position of the potter.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
怜悯临到外邦。
God's mercy comes to the Gentiles.
神的怜悯其实一直陪伴着以色列人，对吧？
God's mercy always accompanied the Israelites.
直到他们拒绝福音到底的时候。
Until they rejected the gospel to the end.
神就将福音传给了外邦人。
And then God just preached the gospel to the Gentiles.
传给外邦人是神太初创立世界以前就定下的旨意。
Preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, that is God's just that.God's will before His creation.
而以色列人不肯接受福音，却是上帝把福音传给外邦人的契机。
And the Israelites did not accept the gospel. Actually, that's the opportunity for God to share the gospel to Gentiles.
而保罗的时代呢，正是这个福音转换的大时代的来临啊。
Paul's time was the advent of this great era.
首先这是神的预备。
First, this is God's provision.
犹太人可能并不知晓的一件事情是什么呢
？There's one thing the Jews may not have known it.
就是福音临到外邦人是神永恒计划中的一个预备啊。
So that is the coming of the gospel to the Gentiles was God's provision in His eternal plan.
是不是神对他藏了个猫腻不告诉他呢
？So did God just hide something not to tell him?
当然不是。
Of course not.
神一直是非常恩待犹太人的。
God is so gracious to the Jews.
他早早的就让约拿去尼尼微宣教，记得吧
？Do you remember God just allowed Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach?
他呼召他的仆人约拿去尼尼微传福音。
God just called his servant Jonah and to preach the gospel to Nineveh.
约拿不干了啊，要往逃往他斯，逃往西班牙去那边，要躲藏起来。
Jonah would not want to go. He wanted to escape to Tarshish.
神就因着爱而管教他。
Because God's love, God disciplined him.
不惜让他被吞到大鱼的肚子里面去。
Even God just took the risk and just let Jonah being swallowed by the fish.
我们所熟悉的摩押人、亚门人永远不得入耶和华的会，对吧
？The Moabites and the Ammonites, they were never allowed to enter the assembly of the Lord.
这些人都属于是外邦人，不是以色列人。
They are the Gentiles, not the Israelites.
但是神却拣选了路德嫁给波阿斯。
However, God chose Ruth to marry Boaz.
最后，她成为大卫的先祖祖母啊。
And even just become the ancestor, the grandmother of David.
甚至她也成为耶稣肉身的先祖了。
Also, and the physical ancestor of Jesus.
保罗自己也是以色列人中的以色列人，对吧
？Paul himself was an Israelite among the Israelites.
他甚至是一个非常看重律法的法利赛人。
Also, he is a Pharisee that just takes very serious about the law.
蒙神的带领，他竟然成了向外邦人传福音的使徒了。
But under God's guidance, he became an apostle who preached the gospel to Gentiles.
耶稣自己在传福音的时候，也常常带着门徒去格拉森，去外邦人的地方去传福音，记得吧？
Do you remember when Jesus preached the gospel, he also just brought his apostles just go to the Gentiles to preach.
所以无论新约旧约都充满了上帝对外邦人预备这个福音的痕迹啊。
So either in Old Testament or New Testament, we can see the mark of the preaching to the Gentiles.
在保罗的这一生当中，他的使命恰恰就是向外邦人传福音的一个使徒。
In Paul's life, and he's the one who just that he's the apostle to share the gospel to the Gentiles.
在神的眼中，对外邦人的拣选是神的一个太初定下的旨意。
In God's eyes, the selection of the Gentiles is God's will before His creation.
保罗说，又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯、早预备得荣耀的器皿上。
So Paul said, in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy, which he has preached beforehand for glory.
如经上所说，我们都是神的工作，都是他的工作。
As the Bible says, we are God's work.
其次，这是神的呼召了。
Second, this is God's calling.
面对神的工作，以色列人仍是不明白。
Faced with God's work, the Israelites still did not understand.
你知道不明白的后果是什么吗？
Do you know what is the consequence of not understanding?
人的心里一旦不明白，就比较容易顽梗。
Those who do not understand are easily stubborn in their hearts.
性情也会转变的。
Also, their nature will change.
会变得背离。
Will be rebellious.
生命就从根本上不容易顺服了。
In their life, they were just not easy to obey.
既然是神所拣选的器皿，
Since they were God's chosen vessel,
以色列为什么呀？以色列他就是不明白这个为什么。
The Israelites, they just do not understand why.
他不明白为什么这器皿是用我们被神所召的，不但从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中，这有什么不可能？
Even us, whom he has called.Not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles.
在他们的心里边的傲慢认知中呢？
So in the arrogance of their heart,
你怎么能去招外邦人呢？
How can you call the Gentiles?
犹太人，我们以色列人是上帝想当然的选民嘛。
So we Israelites, of course, we're God's chosen one for sure.
我们因为有这个犹太人的血统，我们就高贵啊。
Because we have the blood of the Jews, and we're just so noble.
所以外邦人只能是地狱里边烧地狱之火的柴火嘛。
So and the Gentile, they can just be burned just in the hell.
怎么能够去呼召外邦人？对上帝是不满的。
They're not satisfied with God. How can God just call the Gentile?
而且这句话是从保罗的口中流出来。
So this word just came from Paul.
你保罗不曾经也是我们当中的一位吗？
So poor, aren't you also just part of us?
你有什么了不起呢？
So how good are you?
那凭什么你说你是外邦人的使徒，我们就得听呢？
So what do you say? You're the apostle and for Gentiles. Why should we listen to you?
我们今天也是一样啊。
For us, it's the same today.
那你牧师是谁啊？
So who are you, the pastor?
呀，你不也是一个普通的人吗？
Aren't you just ordinary person?
凭什么你讲的话我就要听呢？
Why the words you say, I have to listen?
你平常讲的很多话都不 work 的。
And a lot of time, the words you say it doesn't work.
啊，听听我这个专业人士的吧。
Why not just listen to me? I'm the expert.
呀，我不但有社会学的，有哲学的，有医学的，有物理学的常识和基本的专业知识，你怎么能跟我比呢？
I have all kinds of knowledge in different aspects. How can you compare with me?
呀，表面上好像强调他的专业。
On the surface, seems like he's just emphasizing about his profession.
背后的本质在表达自己生命当中对上帝的背逆啊，弟兄姐妹。
The essence behind that, brother, sister, that is to express the rebellions and to the.
只是隐藏在其中的奥秘，又有谁能够听得懂呢？
This kind of hidden mystery, who can understand?
我们来看看亚伯拉罕吧。
Let's look at Abraham.
呀，即使以色列人中的先祖是亚伯拉罕
，Even though the ancestor of the Israelites was Abraham,
他曾经也没什么高鲜亮丽的族谱啊。
He did not have any just like a glamorous background.
他其实不过也是。游牧民族
He were just a nomadic people.
游牧民族什么意思你知道吗
What is a nomadic people?
你知道今天世界上存在的吉普赛人知道吗
You know the gypsy today.
吉普赛人是被世人瞧不起的
So gypsies they were just looked down by people.
在美国少一点欧洲很多吉普赛人呢
In the US there are not that many however in Europe there's a lot.
呀挪威也有
Also in Norway.
比较多在东欧比较多
And most is on theThe Eastern Europe.
他们没有一个固定的工作。
They don't have the fixed job.
走到哪偷到哪。
Wherever they go, and they just steal.
然后卖卖唱，卖卖艺，然后一天生活就过很快乐的。
They just make a living just by just selling some little arts and singing.
想象一下，当年亚伯拉罕带着他的族人。到处这个中东四处游走的时候，在人们观念当中就这么瞧不起他们的。
Think about that during that time and Abraham's time, and that's the way the kind of life and they were having.
但是你拦不住上帝的恩典荣耀啊。
However, those just cannot hinder God's glory.
神就在万民当中拣选了这么一群呀，没什么背景，没有什么贵族的血统的这么一群人，对吧？
So God just elect this group of people. They do not have a glamorous background.
呀，当时的埃及人多么高贵啊
！During the time, the Egyptians they were so noble.
非利士人多么强大，用铁器的当时就。
And also during the time, the Philistines they also already used the iron.
亚玛力人最会打游击了。
and Amalekites, and they were just good at fighting.
Yeah, 这些人看着上帝怎么拣选这一群人呢、啊、
？So for them, they just look at how God just chose the Israelites.
但是这是神的拣选，你有什么好嫉妒呢
？However, it's God's election. Why do you want to jealous?
保罗就拿着这个道理跟当时的犹太人说话了。
Therefore, Paul used this truth to talk to the Jewish.
如今上帝的拣选临到外邦人啦。
Now that God's selection has come to the Gentiles,
而你们犹太人又不肯信福音，那还有什么话可说呢
？And you just refuse to believe the gospel. What can you say?
那最后呢？这是神的子民啊。
Finally, these are the people of God.
犹太人可能心有不甘。
The Jews may just feel unwilling.
心里面会嘀咕啦。
They may say,
他们又不是神的子民啊。
They're not God's people.
保罗就引用何西阿书二章二十三节的话语对他们讲啦。
Paul just quoted the prophet Hosea at the words.
那本来不是我子民的，我要称为我的子民，对吧
？Those who were not my people, I will call my people.
本来不是蒙爱的，我要称为蒙爱的。
And her who was not beloved, I will call beloved.
呀，神的话语是安天立地的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, God's words is foundation of heaven and earth.
他说有就有，他命立就立。
For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm.
称外邦人是神的儿子，是神要做的一件新事。
Calling the Gentiles sons of God is a new thing that God wants to do.
过去没人做过。
In the past, no one did it.
今天神要做。
Today, God wants to do it.
神借着保罗就问了。
God asked through Paul.
从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民，将来就在那里。称他们为永生神的儿子。
And in the very place where it was said to them, "You are not my people," there they will be called sons of the living God.
你知道保罗在讲什么吗
？Do you know what Paul was talking about?
保罗对犹太人要说的意思是什么吗
？So what is the meaning for Paul just talk to the Jews?
他是说你们不知道的事情，不代表神没有做，不会做。
So Paul was trying to tell the Jews.Just because you don't know something doesn't mean God hasn't done it or will not do it.
能不能谦卑一下自己呢
？Can you just be humble?
把自己心中的成见放下来，可不可以呢
？Can you just set aside your prejudice?
为什么上帝不可以用一个你心里边不喜欢的人呢
？Why can't God just use a person you do not like?
无论这个人是谁，可能上帝都会使用他的。
No matter who this person is, God will use him.
的原因是因为使用他们的是上帝，不是你。
The reason is the one who used those people is God, it's not you.
好，我们看第三点。
That's like the third point.
怜悯赖乎信心。
Mercy depends on faith.
呀，其实包括以色列在内的所有人呐。
In fact, all people, including the Israelites.
得救方程是没有改变的。
The salvation formula never changed.
呀，同样都是需要，必须是怎么样的？要得救本乎恩，也因着信嘛。
And everyone just must be saved by grace and through faith.
只是以色列人心中呢，有另外一份贪婪和骄傲了。
It's just the Israelites, they have the greed and pride in their hearts.
也因此以至于他们误认为天国就是他们以色列人的独一份，对吧
？So that it just led them to mistakenly believe that the kingdom of heavens belonged to them alone.
那怎么看这件事呢
？So how do we look at this?
保罗是怎么讲这个？怜悯赖乎信心的呢
？So how did Paul explain that mercy depends on faith?
他说，首先得救啊，是余数。
First, it is the remnant who are saved.
什么是余数啊
？So what is the so-called remnant?
字面的意思，余数就是指剩余的数字嘛。
So remnant refers to remaining number.
意思就是少数的意思。
Which means the minority.
耶稣就说了，他说天国是窄路，去的人少啊。
Jesus already said, at the heavenly kingdom, that's a narrow path that few people can enter.
而且他说，天国你要努力进去的。
Also, we need to try all our effort to enter.
所以不要以为去天国人是浩浩荡荡的大队人马，不一定的。
Therefore, just do not think the number of people enter to the kingdom of heaven is a large amount.
所以余数在本质上就是人很少，少数的意思。
So meaning that is just very few this people.
啊，当年以利亚就感到很孤单的，灵里边很痛苦啊。
So during the time, Elijah just felt lonely and very.
他为什么痛苦呢
？Why he feels so painful?
孤单嘛。
Because Hater felt lonely.
呀，跟牧师啊、传道人很像，服侍服侍，好像都没有人理解我了，好孤单呢，对吧
？It's similar, like a pastor and a minister feel very lonely when they serve.
呀，我在2002年我去巴拿马。
2002, I went to Panama.
巴拿马那有一个我们剑道神学院的分校在那里。
And there's a the branch school of the seminary school.
然后就见到一个从南美回到巴拿马来休息的一个剑道的校友。
So I met the schoolmate and who just returned to Panama from South America.
我就问他你过来干什么的？
I asked him, so what's the reason you go come here?
他说我在服事的岗位中感到很孤单很无力啊。
And he said, because I feel very lonely and at my just mission field.
所以就想回到剑道中心来休息一段时间祷告一段时间寻求神的圣灵的能力充满他。
Therefore, he just returned and to the school and just tried to just regain the strength from God.
孤单是一个非常大的伤害你知道吗？
Do you know that loneliness, that's a great harm?
以利亚当年就被孤单所吞吃，以至于不能够走出来，不可自拔。
During that time, Elijah, he was devoured by the loneliness. He's not able to get out.
他在祷告的时候就对神讲：“神啊，就你看天下这么多人，就只剩下我一个人服侍你了。”
So he just prayed to God, said, "God, look at this. It's only me alone and no one else."
你看看你的子民以色列人，个个都去拜，向巴利去拜偶像啊。
He just prayed to God, said, God, look at those Israelites. They just worship the Baal.
神就向他启示啊。
Then God revealed to him.
神说不对啊。
It's not right.
还有7000人没有向巴利屈膝的。
God said, there were still 7,000 people who had not bowed the knee to Baal.
以利亚一听，咦，还有7000人，他们在哪里啊
？So he just asked, so where are they?
神就说，你不必要看见他们。你相信还有7000人就够。
God said, "You don't need to just see it. It just believe by faith."
其实今天的情况也是一样啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, today is the same.
在以色列中信耶稣的仍然还是少数啊。
There are few Israelites believing Jesus.
呀，如先知以赛亚怎么说呢
？As the prophet Isaiah said.
他说：“以色列人虽多如海沙。”
Though the number of the son of Israel,
得救的不过是剩下的余数，很少人的。
Only a remnant of them will be saved.
这里很清楚地指出一个很残酷的现实。
This is to give us a very clear, just the true fact.
不是所有的以色列人都得救啊。
And that is the not all the Israelites were saved.
得救的乃是少数人。
But only a few.
哇，讲完这个话，想想今天我们的教会是不是也同样的道理呢？
So after we heard this, what about today's church? Is it the same?
就是说，不是所有来教会的人都得救，弟兄姐妹。
And that is, brothers and sisters, not all those who come to church are saved.
那是少数人。
But the few numbers.
少数什么人呢
？So who are they?
很简单，真心相信的那些余数。
They are the one who truly believe. They're the remnant.
所以这就促使我们每个人都要自己问自己吧。
Therefore, this just a Make us to ask ourselves.
在这少数的余数的这些真心相信上帝的人当中，有你吗？有我吗
？Among the only remnants who truly believe, so am I among them, or are you there?
我们在这个余数之中吗
？So are we among those remnant?
呀，不警醒，到了那天就晚了，弟兄姐妹，趁着今天。耶和华的面仍然可寻找之时，赶紧抓紧机会吧。
So we just need to be cautious, and while we have still opportunity, we just need to just hold on to this.
呀，其次是因信而得的义。
Secondly, righteousness by faith.
呀，这样一来，我们当中可能会有人感到恐慌，会不会啊
？At this point, some of us might panic, right?
别跟了主一辈子，到头来自己没得救。
Don't just let you when you follow the Lord.And for your whole life, and then end up, you're not being saved.
这不是天大的笑话吗
？Isn't that a huge joke?
当年在索多玛、俄摩拉，除了罗德一家，其余的都陷在毁灭的、灭亡的火焰之中了。
In Sodom and Gomorrah, except for Lot and his family, all the others fell into the judgment of sea of fire.
呀，其余的人呢
？And the others.
其余的人呢，都死了。
And the rest, they all died.
唯独是罗德一家被天使拯救出来了。
Only Lot and his family were saved just by from the angel.
一家人走出索多玛俄摩拉。
This whole family and this went out of the Sodom and Gomorrah.
天使就吩咐你们千万不要回头啊。
Angel just commanded that do not turn back.
罗德的妻子心里想：你谁呀？凭什么不让我回头？我家里边还有很多金银珠宝没带出来呢。
So for Lot's wife, she just said, "Who are you? And I still have a lot of treasures. I did not just bring it out."
你不让我回头，我就不回头啊。
So you told me not to turn back. I just do not turn back.
这个罗德妻心里面就不服气了。
So Lot's wife, she just do not just want to obey.
神不让我回头，我就回头，就回头，就回头，对吧
？If God will not let me turn back, I just want to turn back.
他就回头一看。
So Lot's wife turned back.
立马就成了一根岩柱。
Immediately, she just turned into a pillar of salt.
岩柱什么意思呢
？What is a pillar of salt?
岩柱的本质就是石头嘛。
So that meaning it's just like a rock.
石头的本质就是没生命，就是死亡嘛。
So the rock by itself, it's lifeless. It's dead.
其他的人，罗德妻以外的人都逃出来了。
So the other just all escaped.
而且也没有变成岩柱。
And did not turn into pillars of salt.
但是这一家之主罗德不警醒啊。
However, the head of a household, Lot, he was not the.
老婆死了，每天就陷入醉酒当歌的日子了。
He just fell into the addiction to the drinking all day long.
生命就出现了破口了。
Then a bridge just appeared in his life.
两个女儿的大环境是索多玛、俄摩拉成长的环境。
His two daughters, they were just raised up in this the Sodom and Gomorrah, that kind of environment.
他们离开了亚伯拉罕，核心价值观也出现问题了。
So after they left us Abraham, their core value also.
影响这两个女儿的是什么呢
？So what affects the two daughters?
现实主义啊。
And that is a does a realism.
利己主义啊。
And a selfishness.
功利主义啊。
And the utilitarianism.
心想我们的母亲没了。
So our mother's gone.
爸爸每天就喝酒啊。
And our father just drink all day.
得不到安慰啊。
Cannot be comforted.
不能再继续的生儿育女啦。
He's not able to have a.
我们两个女儿又不能继承家产，对吧
？And also, we're two daughters. We're not. We cannot just care for the property.
他自己不能生孩子，我们去帮帮爸爸呗。
So our father is not able to give the children. We just help our father.
让我们两个女儿一起来帮助爸爸生个娃呗。
So let the So the children thought they want to help their father have the descendants.
这等好事有问题吗
？Is there a problem to do that?
上帝在哪不重要了。
It's not important where God is.
真理是什么也无所谓了。
What is the God's truth?
失去了上帝的公义，所信的也就茫然了，弟兄姐妹。
Without God's righteousness, their faith would be lost.
最后信靠神必得救。
Finally, trust in God and you will be saved.
回归之后的以色列人十分的迷茫啊。
After returning, the Israelites were very confused.
心想，既然上帝赐给我们有律法，就靠律法称义吧。
They thought that since God had given them the law, they should be justified by the law.
更何况是律法是神单单赐给我们以色列人，外邦人没有的。
Anyway, the law was given by God only to the Israelites, right?
保罗说，他们哪里晓得呀？
Paul said, "How could they know?"
以色列人追求律法的义，反倒得不到律法的义了。
But the Israelites and who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness did not succeed in reaching that law. They misunderstood.
以为可以靠着律法称义。
They thought they could be justified by the law.
殊不知，律法反倒成了以色列人信心道路上的绊脚石了。
But they did not realize that the law had become a stumbling block.On the Israelites' path,
神甚至借着保罗承认一件事情。
God even just acknowledged this through Paul.
不错，这绊脚石正是神自己放上去的。
That is true. The stumbling block was just placed by God Himself.
有没有想过为什么
？Have you thought about the reason?
目的只有一个。
There's only one purpose.
神是要让信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
And it is to make whoever believes in Him will not be put to shame.
可见神的一番良苦用心的。
And you can see God just did His will.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
原来神的荣耀是他的一份怜悯啊。
It turns out that God's glory is His mercy.
而且神说了，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
God already said, and He will have mercy on whoever He wants to have mercy on.
这也是为什么我们今天蒙了神的怜悯，是为了让他得荣耀。
Therefore, we have received God's mercy today so that He may be glorified.
而神的心意是伴随着他的作为的。
God's will is accompanied by His actions.
就是耶稣在十字架上为我们舍命的作为。
Which are His sacrifice of His life on the cross.
神预备了外邦人得救。
God prepares the Gentiles to be saved.
让我们蒙召成为上帝的儿子。
And we just called to become the sons of God.
我们被称为新以色列人。
We're called the new Israelites.
看呢、啊、我们今天成了何等模样的人，对吧？
Look, what kind of people have we become today?
我们竟然也成了蒙拯救的余数了。
We have become the safe remnant.
不为别的，乃是一份简单清洁的信心啊。
For nothing else but a simple and a pure faith.
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们岂能到上帝面前去讨公平呢？
How can we just ask for the fairness in front of God?
我们岂能将怜悯当作自己的所有物呢？
How can we just put the mercy as what we own?
主啊，就求你继续的带领我们吧。
Lord, please continue to guide our life.
呀，帮助我们尊重上帝的权柄。
Help us to respect God's sovereignty.
远离情绪控制我们的老我。
Stay away from the old nature, sinful nature to control us.
好让神真是在我们生命里边做主做王了。
So that God have His sovereignty among us.
神是奇妙的。
God is so wonderful.
神是公义的，是圣洁的。
He's righteous, He's the holy.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.